Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Most everyone has heard the news of the tragic passing of two-time Academy Award-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy. His wife, you may recall, died from hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. Hantavirus exists in North Dakota, and a reminder of the virus and disease might be helpful and timely. According to the Center for Disease Control, over 800 cases of hantavirus disease were reported nationally between 1993, when surveillance of the disease began, and 2022. In North Dakota, there were 19 cases between 1993 and 2023, nine of which were fatal. Rodents are carriers of hantavirus. The primary carrier or reservoir for hantavirus in North Dakota is the deer mouse. Deer mice can be identified by their medium brown or grayish-brown hair with white undersides and feet, large ears, and big beady eyes. The species is common and widespread in the state, having been documented in every county where they may be found in a variety of habitats, including road ditches, pastures, wooded areas, and prairie dog towns. Robert Seabloom in his Mammals of North Dakota notes that the infection rates of deer mice in North Dakota runs around 15-20%, but may be as high as 40% in some areas. Human exposure to the hantavirus is through infected urine, droppings, or saliva. Like many other viruses, the hantavirus can get transferred to the nose or mouth in a variety of ways, for example, touching. Exposure to the hantavirus is of particular concern when cleaning out buildings or other areas in rural settings where deer mouse populations may be high or signs of mouse activity, for example, droppings, are evident. One may come in direct contact with contaminated material. However, the most common exposure is through the inhalation of hantaviruses that have become airborne. For example, the virus may become airborne when sweeping up an area, resulting in the inhalation of hantavirus-contaminated air. So make a point of being a little more aware of hantavirus. And if spring cleaning is on your agenda, depending on the situation, you may want to consider airing out an area, use disinfectants, or take other precautions. I put links to more information on the hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, including symptoms, and safe cleaning techniques along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.